You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recycling Week is coming to a close over the weekend. It's an event which tries to promote recycling amongst New Zealanders. I talked with the sustainability manager for Claim, Peter Ralph, asking about the events that have occurred over the week.
Mainly it's just been pushed out internally through schools and businesses, you know, via daily messages, whether that's kind of email or on the internet. Events wise, it's really up to each individual, you know, school or business, to kind of take the resources from Recycling Week and use it how you can. I've seen some pictures come through of, you know, passionate people taking their all of their reusable goods, for instance, on Reusable Wednesday, and making a little stall in their lunchroom, and you know, they've got their reusable coffee cups, their reusable drink bottles, their beeswax wrap to replace Glad wrap, that sort of thing.
And how successful do you think this has been this year in comparison to previous years?
Yeah, I mean, Recycling Week's been steadily growing and growing. This year we've probably doubled the participants. You know, we're getting a lot more engagement online, and especially through the online quizzes. It's definitely something that more and more people are becoming aware of, and it's a growing thing for sure.
Mm. Do you think this is a reflection, because statistics from earlier this year were that our waste is increasing by 13%, do you think this is a reflection of, like, how important it is to recycle?
Yeah, I think waste in general is certainly becoming more, people are paying more attention to it, especially when you've got stats like that, you know, more waste is being produced. So yeah, I think the general awareness is certainly catching on, which is a great thing. Now we really need people to start actually doing something about it, and I think Recycling Week is certainly helping with that.
Mm. And now that China has decided to stop taking on our waste, how is that going to change recycling for New Zealand?
Yeah, that's a very good point. It certainly is making, it's certainly causing some changes in the recycling industry. At the moment, to be honest, it's a little bit wait and see. What I imagine will happen is that, unfortunately, it probably will start to cost a little bit more to recycle. But in the long term, I think it's a good thing, because it could potentially act as a catalyst for countries across the world to do more of their own recycling and take care of their own waste rather than sending it overseas.
Mm. And so you're saying that it might increase the cost of recycling, so that would come in a taxpayer increase, you believe?
Yes, potentially that could happen. Like I said, it's all a little bit kind of up in the air at the moment, but that is one of the potential implications, yeah.
Mm. And so Countdown has made the goal to phase out plastic bags by 2018, I believe it was. What other kind of practices do you think could be implemented in order to reduce our waste?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great one, and I think foodstuffs are doing a similar thing as well. Really, it's just, I mean, there's what we talk about as the waste hierarchy. So ideally, you want to reduce what you're purchasing in the first place, and only, you know, buy what you need and what you do buy, make sure it's of good quality, so it's actually going to last a while and you're not throwing it out. Then you want to try to reuse anything that you can. And then you want to make sure that what you are buying has an end-of-life solution. You know, is it compostable? Is it recyclable? Those are some good tips. And really, it's once you start just kind of thinking about things in terms of their whole life cycle, it's amazing how much you can really reduce the amount that you're throwing away to landfill.
What other practices can people just, on a personal level, use to reduce their waste? Like you mentioned before, using beeswax paper.
Those reusable items are a great place to start. Just buy a reusable coffee cup, for instance. You know, I do a fair amount of waste audits, and disposable coffee cups is something that we always find a lot of. So that's a great place to start. Just drink bottles, for instance. Those beeswax things are great. Reusable Tupperware as well. All of those kind of little things certainly add up.
You just said you did waste audits. What does that kind of look like?
So that is literally when we go through, a business or a school or some organization's waste for a certain time period, and we simply pick out all of the recyclable items that are in there. And then, we provide, we let the people know, hey, look, actually what was in your waste that was going to landfill, 75% of it, or a number like that, was actually recyclable. And it's amazing what you find. It's often around that number. There really is a huge opportunity for everybody to reduce the amount of waste that they're sending to landfill.
Perfect. Did you have any further comments you wanted to make?
I'd just like to encourage everybody to think twice about what they're throwing away. Think about the whole life cycle of anything that they're buying. Jump online, recycle.co.nz, to find out more. And everybody's individual actions definitely makes a difference.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.